So yesterday we started Siman Chaf Aleph, also known as page 60. Now again, this is a very important halacha, not just for the topic at hand. In other words, not just for as far as the halacha of tzitzis is concerned. We'll be referring to the halacha of tzitzis. But again, it's a very important issue in general. Just a couple days ago, when I was walking on the street and this issue came up, somebody spoke to me about this issue. So again, we saw yesterday. Again, let's read the Machaber just one more time to get a running start. Chutei tzitzis. Now again, the strings of the tzitzis. So we're not talking about the garment. We're talking about the strings. Strings of the tzitzis. Shenishaku yachol lezarkon la'ashba. So again, the Machaber says that those strings, once they are run their course, so then, the Machaber's case is that they snapped, right? But again, we saw in the Mishpura yesterday, it doesn't necessarily have to be snapped. Anything that is similar to that, that they can't be used anymore, you don't want to use them anymore, so you could throw them to the garbage. Now again, that means you can actually do it. You don't have to like leave it and they'll pick it up, or you know, like one of those type of things, right? Because these tzitzis do not have in them kedusha themselves per se. Now again, this is something we talked about yesterday. The two different categories that we will be referring to, tashmishe mitzvah, things that are used for a mitzvah, as opposed to tashmishe kedusha, something that has inherently kedusha to it. Excuse me. Something that has inherently kedusha to it. I'm sorry. So again, kedusha would be something like tefillin, mezuzah, something like that. Obviously, a sefer Torah. And now a tashmishe kedusha would be, like I mentioned yesterday, a Torah cover, a mantle, as we call it, tefillin bag, right? Mezuzah case, right? Again, but that's different than a shofar, a lulav, right? Sukkah, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. So then, right. But when, as we saw yesterday, they're still on the garment, you cannot use them for a mundane purpose. For example, as we saw yesterday, again, you want to use them to tie up something, right? Tie up something, right? You need a string. Because you're degrading a mitzvah. Now again, so that's what we saw yesterday. So yesterday we saw the Machaber holds that tashmishe mitzvah, no problem. Right? You can actually throw them away. Rama says, now this is very famous, Yesha Omrim, some say the aflachar shenifsaku ein linhag bahem minhag bizayan lezarkam v'makam maguna. So some disagree and say even after they have fulfilled their purpose, but still you should not throw them into place that is unseemly. Ela she'enam tzrichim geniza, but you don't have to put them in geniza. We all know what geniza is. Geniza is again either a place where they'll be stored, right? The famous Cairo geniza, right? Or to bury them, right? Well, with properly, right? To bury them. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, right? For the Mishnah Berurah says two things. First of all, it says Mishnah Berurah, hey, that's nigh. Let's say according to this opinion that tzitzis after they run their course, You're not allowed to throw them away. So you might think, right, I can imagine somebody making a tnai. A tnai means a stipulation, right? When you bought those tzitzis and put them on the, you made a stipulation, you know, when they're done, whenever they run their course, I should be able to throw them away. Can imagine, you know, somebody want to do that, they'd save a whole big problem, hassle. So the Mishnah Berurah says a tnai does not work. Now, again, there is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah Vav. So, Ein Le'Nog Bahem. So, again, this is the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah says that also, Tashmishe Mitzvah, you should not throw them in an unseemly place. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Vav. V'chein B'schach HaSukah V'alula V'ashofar La'achar Sh'nisbatlu. Same thing with a lulav or a shofar or schach, right? So again, here in Los Angeles, those who you are old enough to remember, people don't do that anymore. But some people do, but not so many. Not so many anymore. It's very interesting. But yeah, even until recently, right? Palm fronds. Remember, for many years, the city used to send me a letter. Gosh, that's the city used to send, entitling the shul to 100 palm fronds. You had to go to Pan Pacific Park, you know, over there. So sometimes we had somebody in concern, Zev Efrat, would send a truck over there, some of his workers, and they bring up, get the palm fronds. 100 fronds, I think it covered the sukkah. You know? So 100 is, you know.
Smaller sukkah back then, wasn't it?
No, not the size when my father was alive. That was smaller. It wasn't tiny. It was very interesting. Let's not get into that right now. It's not like as big as the one we have now, because I'm hard. But anyway, so according to this opinion, you couldn't throw them in the garbage. Kokai Gavna. Why? Because this opinion says it's not nice to the mitzvah of the past, even though it's over already. Mitzvah is in rear view mirror, or you know, how far ahead of you, whatever metaphor you want to say. Because of priva gadin, the nachan shalasos tashmish mekuna afilu bedefanos asuka. And then the Chofetz Chaim brings down the priva gadin that says it's proper. It's nachan. Not to do something not nice with the walls of a sukkah. I don't know what you would want to do. You use it as a Q-tip, as a toothpick, or as a, you know.
You might want to chop the wood up and use it as firewood.
Firewood. I don't know if that'd be tashmish meguna.
They made a big deal about Rabbi Twersky in Europe. There was a girl that was dying, and their parents had no money to buy firewood. And he said he chopped up his own sukkah to donate the firewood, and evidently it was Tashmish Kedusha.
Yeah, Tashmish Mitzvah.
Yeah, and so he had Mitzvah's Nefesh, it was the Koach Nefesh.
Right.
And the girl lived.
But that was probably his father, Rabbi Dagger.
Yeah.
Maybe grandfather, yeah. Hornstipler. So, yeah. So, okay, back upstairs. I also wanted to do the Mishnah Berurah Zayin. So this second opinion that the Ramah brings down, that you should not throw out used tzitzis, let's say, right? Something like that. Now we're saying even used schach, right? Don't forget the main mitzvah of the sukkah is the schach. Not the decorations, or you know, right? So now again, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, so the Ramah used a very interesting language. He says the Ramah again said, "Ein linhog b'ham minhog b'zayin lezorkan b'makom meguna," to throw them into an unseemly place. But they don't need geniza. So look what the Chofetz Chaim says about lezorkan, to throw them rutzalomer. That is to say, be a dayim with your hands, usher lazark and la'ashba. You're not allowed to throw them into the garbage actively. Af imi tokshlo gunzon nizrukum emela ein lochosh. But even according to this opinion, if because of the fact that you did not put them away, they were thrown out, that would be okay. So this is where this comes from. A lot of poskim talk about this today, that if you just, see, I don't know if it works in Los Angeles, but in New York it would work. You put it in, you know, I was mentioning it to Rabbi Kramer, who was here visiting from New York. So, you know, one thing they do good in L.A. is to pick up the garbage. No, and also, like, in New York, they just put out bags, and 14 guys have to come in a truck, and it's all union. But here, you know, it's... So, but at least in New York, you know, you could put it by the garbage, not with the garbage, and they'll throw it away. I don't know how you do that here, Taka. I don't know how you do that. But, you know, if it's not in the green bin or the blue bin or the, you know, kveis. So, but again, this was something that people used to do, is if you don't put it in, but you put it by, so then the Mishnah Berurah said that would be okay. I guess for the shul would work, right? Because if you put it on the side, maybe they would take it away. Anyways, I don't know. I don't know. But again, that's very important. Now let's go back upstairs. We didn't finish the Rama yet. The Rama says, "Va'machmir u'medakdek b'mitzvos tavo la bracha." Someone who is careful and acts this way, so a bracha should come unto that person. So again, this is this is very, very this is the issue with so many things. Now again, we're not talking about svarim. Right? We're not talking about that. Again, we're talking about objects of mitzvah. We're not talking about tefillin, mezuzah, svarim, things like that. Now, before we go a little further, I want to look at that. The last bir halacha in the bir halachas, likshar. So the Rama, the Machaber, excuse me, said that you even according to the Machaber, who said objects of mitzvah you're allowed to discard after they're finished, but still you should not use them. While they're being used, right? While they're on the talis, you shouldn't use them for if they're finished. So that's one thing. But let's say again, you have a tzitzis on a talis, and you want to tie something with the tzitzis. So even according to the Machaber, you shouldn't do that because the mitzvah is still active. Look what the Bir Halacha says. Likshor, I'm prima gadon, shekasav, de'af bechol mitzvah derabbanan, shayach ba isur bizui mitzvah. Even on a mitzvah derabbanan, there's such a thing as a bizui mitzvah. Ken Chanukah, Purim, right, those are all mitzvahs derabbanan. Oh, that's a whole discussion. But again, let's take something that's clearly. So, right, I don't know, you have a Megillah case. Something like that. Something with the menorah, you know, like. Right? So again, those would all be mitzvahs derabbanan. And again, the mitzvah is over. Let's say, I don't know, can't use it. So again, you should not, the same halachas would apply even to a mitzvah derabbanan. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. And B'li Nether, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick this up, B'li Nether, tomorrow. Yesh Koch.